Dis 10:33, jy is ingeskakel hier by Casey at Work saam met my Michelle. Ek hou jou geselskap tot en met 12:00 vandag. Nou, soos ek vroeër gesê het, vandag is dit World Maths Day. En ek het op die lyn saam met my Kendall Benny. Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Kendall, tell us a little bit more about this day, about Mathletics and the World Maths Day.
Well, Mathletics started about almost 20 years ago now. There were a couple of Australian math teachers who developed, or they were looking for a way to make math fun and to help children really take a step forward with their math. Yeah. And they found that children would spend hours on a computer with very little reward except for maybe earning points or a bit of competition. So they designed a complete math program that was designed around a computer game and trying to make math fun. And then a couple of years later, they started this competition, which has steadily grown into a global competition where students go online and they have races, math races, against children around the world. So that's what's actually happening today. We've got probably around about 160 schools around the world that are, 160 countries.
Yeah.
And far more schools. I mean, just 160 countries are involved in the World Maths Day. It's an incredible thing if you go onto the live leaderboard just to look at all the different flags of countries from around the world that are all participating in this day.
That's amazing. What makes World Maths Day such a special and exciting event for students around the world?
You know, it's about maths being for everyone. So we really want to show that maths is for everyone. All of us need maths. All of us use maths, from whether you are cooking something, making a recipe, or whether you are going shopping and trying to work out if this is a good price or not, you need to be able to do math. And this competition draws everybody in, regardless of their abilities. So it's leveled math. It will work at the level that, according to where you are, so that you can just go in and have fun and build confidence and feel like, I can do math, and grow your love for math. In the UK, they actually see maths as another language, and it's such a good language to be able to speak, to be able to understand numbers and how they work.
Now, this year's theme is Maths for Everyone. How does World Maths Day help break the stereotype that maths is only for top students?
Well, the way that the program works is that teachers can actually level the maths within the program according to their ability. Mm. So I've spoken to students who were intimidated by math in the classroom, and they were scared to speak out. But when they did their maths on Mathletics, you know, they can practice anywhere with the computer and the internet, so they would be able to practice their maths at home in the privacy of their own situation. So there isn't this fear of putting your hand up and getting an answer wrong in the class. Mm. And they could then practice before the day, so that by the time they got into the classroom, they could actually feel confident that they had some of an understanding, which then allowed them to participate in the classroom far more confidently. And the maths ability just grows exponentially from there.
I also want to know, what role does technology and gamification play in making maths more engaging for students?
Well, Parky, as I said earlier, it's really about having fun.
Yeah.
It's not just about doing your work. And the example that I often give of how the technology works is that, you know, when a student writes a test or even does a couple of sums in their book and they hand it in, they assume that the answers are correct, what they've handed in, and maybe they get it a couple of days back, like a couple of days later, they get it back, and they see something's wrong, something's right. I know that with my boys, when they did this, if they got 80%, the attitude was, oh, I'm good at this, carry on. Or if they got 50%, they were like, oh, I'm not good at this. But the questioning of what's wrong, why is it wrong, how do I get it right, wasn't really there.
Yeah.
But then when they did their maths on the computer and they told them immediately that they were wrong, they would say things to me like, Mom, there's something wrong with the computer. Because they were convinced that their answer was right.
Yes.
How could they be wrong?
Yeah.
But the learning would happen immediately. They would be like, oh, it's wrong. What do you mean it's wrong?
Yeah.
Why is it wrong? How do I get it right? So the learning happens so much quicker because the correct pathways get trained immediately, rather than them thinking what they did was right and it wasn't actually, and then trying to correct that at a later date. So the learning is so much slower on pen and paper than when they get that instant feedback and then all the rewards for getting it right. Their motivation is so much greater. You know, to say, come and do some mathematics on the computer, their motivation was great. But if I try to pull out a book with pen and paper, I've got no chance.
Yeah. So how can students, parents and schools in South Africa get involved in World Maths Day? And what are some of the prizes up for grabs?
Well, the day started, it's 48 hours, and it started last night at about 9 o'clock in South Africa, because it obviously starts at different times around the world. So it's not too late. Students can still get involved. If you go and search in Google for World Maths Day, you'll get our website, and you can register from there, either as a home student or teachers who've got a little bit of excitement and energy can also still get involved.
Yeah.
And you register your child, and they get access codes, which they then log into the program online. And they've then got 48, well, it's no longer 48 hours, it's probably about another 36 hours for them to still take part. They register, they get their login codes, they access the program, and then the World Maths Day part of the program is only a small part of Mathletics. This part is the online races, where they race children around the world. And what you've got to do is you've got to play 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those games is 1 minute long. And you've got to try and get as many answers correct as you can within that 1 minute. So it's really about your mental maths. It's about your speed and your accuracy. And this is, again, another example that I always give, that, you know, knowing that 4 times 3 isn't 7. It's a silly little mistake that you can make even up into matric, and it can affect a very complex sum.
Yeah.
So this part of the program is all about your speed and accuracy. The students will get that login. They've then got to compete in 20 games on different levels according to their grade level. And those scores get added up. And, of course, the top students around the world can win fantastic prizes. We've got iPads. We've got laptops. There's gaming consoles.
Sure.
There's vouchers for schools. I think it was about 2 years ago, because there's also a dress-up competition as well that goes with it. I think about 2 years ago we had a student from one of the schools, I think it was in Gauteng, and they won one of the dress-up competitions, and the child won a PlayStation, which came all the way from Australia. It was very exciting. He dressed up as a compass, and on the back of his shirt it said, "I've got all the angles covered." Clever idea.
Sure.
But fantastic to see the South African students achieving internationally.
And Kendall, I also want to know, is there any fees involved, or is it free of charge?
It's completely free of charge to take part in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, if you sign up as a school, you can actually sign up for a trial, and then you'll get 30 days of access to the full program for free. So you'll be able to participate in World Maths Day for the next 36 hours, but then you'll also have access to the rest of the program, which includes a complete maths curriculum for every grade, from grade R all the way through up to matric. It includes online resources in terms of textbooks that you can print out, the most beautiful textbooks that come as a resource to support the digital platform. The digital platform obviously has your complete CAPS curriculum. The students do their exercises. They get live feedback. The teachers get results. The teachers don't have to do the marking as well. There are a lot of resources within the program that support teachers too. So it's not just for students.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other question was really about the safety of the resource as well, because it's an online resource.
Mm.
And, you know, I like to say to parents who are trying to reduce screen time with younger children, that if your child is going to go on a screen at all, at least with Mathletics, first of all, you know that it's safe. They're not going to come across anything untoward when they're working on Mathletics. There's no messaging of other people.
Yeah.
It's really all about you and doing your math and getting your rewards, playing your math, which is, of course, the best way to learn. So if you are going to do anything on a screen, you know, this, you know, it's educational, and you're giving your children strong foundations in math, which is going to help them for the rest of their life, no matter what they're going to.
And I mean, it's school holidays now here in South Africa next week, so it's actually very good to start with this at home.
Absolutely. You know, we have the option of a private license. Parents can go on and they can subscribe their children just privately. But, of course, school licenses do work out far more effective, and it's really a lot of fun when you can have races with other children in your class.
Yes.
You're earning certificates in the school.
Yeah.
School can give out prizes for their top achievers weekly. So, you know, it brings the gamification in on so many different levels, actually, that all help to motivate children to enjoy their learning with those positive rewards.
And as you say, if you once lost interest, because my daughter is 10 years old, and at a stage she didn't understand mathematics, and I'm also not in a position to help her very much. So once you get the love for mathematics again, and something like this I can see now will bring that fun back again and the love for mathematics.
You know, it's more than just the fun as well, because I so relate to what you're saying. I mean, I remember when my boys were in grade 7 and they would come home and they would say to me, "Mom, how do you do this?"
Yeah.
And I couldn't answer the question, you know, and it's a little bit embarrassing. You've done this math.
Yes.
Be able to answer this question. And then I would go on to mathletics, and there was so much support that I could see how to do the sum, and then I could explain it to them.
Yeah.
So it also became a resource for me as a parent to be able to help my child with their
math. I can also learn from this. And as I said, nowadays, actually the parents can't help the children, because the way of doing is also so much different. There's a lot of steps to get to the answer. So I will definitely use this, as you say, there's stuff where they can work out the, what do you call it?
The problem.
Yes. Extra help in exams and when they...
Absolutely. You know, it's not only the math that they're doing in class and being able to understand how to do that math, but it's also just the general problem solving that happens, you know, with math, applying math into real life situations. So there's a lot in the program that actually encourages children to, as I said earlier, to speak the language of math and try to work out sums and problems and apply what they're learning. I mean, so often children ask in class, you know, when am I ever going to use this? How does this apply to my life? And there's a whole section within mathletics of problem solving, of actually showing children how math applies to real life situations and how you can take what you're learning in the class and use it on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's not always easy for them in class to put up their hand and say, "I don't understand this at the moment," because, and also there's no time in the class these days. There's so much children in class that the teacher can't stand still at one child the whole time. So now here they can do it on their time.
Well, the other example I give, you know, is if a teacher teaches a lesson and they give a lesson on fractions. And now you've given the lesson, but you don't know who understood and who didn't understand. And now tomorrow you come again, and now do you carry on and leave the children who didn't understand further and further behind? Or do you repeat that lesson and leave the children who did understand bored and frustrated?
Yeah.
So to get that real feedback, that instant feedback of who understood and who didn't. So you teach your lesson on fractions, and you then assign the exercise on fractions, and you get instant feedback. These children understood, those children didn't understand. Okay, those who understood, you go on with this activity in mathematics. Those who didn't understand, you come to me. And it enables you to really use that very precious face-to-face time to the most effect with the children that need it most.
Yeah.
And then it allows you to extend those children who understood. You can go and extend them and put them onto a higher grade, onto higher levels, onto following years. You can give them curricula from around the world. So I often have a teacher coming to me and saying, "This child is so far ahead. They can do math well beyond what I'm teaching the rest of the class."
Yeah.
And then the teacher can go and put them onto a completely different curriculum, much more advanced, or conversely, support a child who doesn't really understand the basics. You know, you can't take them on further in their math if they haven't got the foundation. So it's far better to strengthen their foundations, and your child who's in grade 5 who doesn't understand the grade 4 math, you rather give them the grade 4 math so that they can get a stronger foundation to build upon. You can't build on a weak foundation.
No.
That's the reason by the time children get to high school, they can't carry on with straight math.
Yes.
Because their foundations are so weak. We need children to have strong foundations. I don't know if you've come across Sal Khan and Khan Academy.
Mm-mm.
But he does such a good talk where he talks about mastery, particularly in math. Then one of the biggest mistakes we've made in education is saying that 50% is a pass.
Mm.
And he gives exactly that analogy. If you've only put 50% of the foundation of a building in, or only 50% of the first floor and the second and the third, no wonder by the time they get to high school, the building's falling down. But children actually need to understand 80% of the work before that they move on.
That's
true. Gives them a strong enough foundation. So all of our activities in athletics, we reward that and we encourage children to repeat an activity until you understand 80% of that activity. And then you get the green light. Then you get the gold star. Then it says, go ahead. Now you understand. Now you move on. And if we could change the understanding in our schools to that, particularly in the lower levels, it would mean that children could continue with straight math in high school.
True. Kendall, Benny, it was so interesting listen to you today. And I'm sure.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure everybody's going to learn a lot from this. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do this straight at home when I'm going to implement this. So, yeah, World Maths Day, 3P Learning. Thank you for sharing all the info with us. And I hope we can talk very soon again on this subject, because this is so important to keep on educating the children in mathematics. As you say, there's so many other ways the children get lost in the classes these days, and it's so sad that the classes are so big and they don't get the right way of teaching.
Each child. I mean, really, that's what we want each child to be met exactly where they are. And that's what we want to use technology for, to help the teachers to meet each child where they are so that they can grow from exactly where they are.
Yes.
And to have fun while doing it.
Exactly. To get that love for mathematics back again. But strongs for the day, and thank you, and have a good day further on, and I talk to you soon. Thank you for sharing with us.
Much appreciated.
Bye. Bye. Daai was gewees Kendall Benny. Sy het bietjie met ons gesels vandag hier op World Maths Day van 3P Learning. Daar's 'n lekker kompetisie aan die gang, lekker prys om te wen. So gaan maak 'n draai daar op hulle website en dan gaan kyk jy hoe kan jy deelneem aan hierdie World Maths Competition dag vandag. So sy gesê daar's plus minus 150 lande wat nou al betrokke is, en daar's lekker pryse, daar's iPads te wen en vouchers. So ja, gaan raak 'n bietjie betrokke, en enige student van 5 jaar tot en met 18 jaar kan deel raak hiervan, en dis gratis, so, en jy kan dit in die gemak van jou eie huis doen. Hier is Jan met Dance Quagga.